Welcome to today's Daily Manna of Saturday, the 3rd of June 2023. Today's topic is Reckoning of His Own. Our text today is taken from 1 Chronicles chapter 9 verses 1 through 13. So all Israel were reckoned by genealogies, and, behold, they were written in the book of the kings of Israel and Judah, who were carried away to Babylon for their transgression. Verse 2. Now the first inhabitants that dwelt in their possessions in their cities were the Israelites, the priests, Levites, and the Netinims. And in Jerusalem dwelt of the children of Judah, and of the children of Benjamin, and of the children of Ephraim, and Manasseh. Uttai the son of Ammihud, the son of Omri, the son of Imri, the son of Boni, of the children of Perez, the son of Judah. Verse 5. And of the Shilonites, Asaiah the firstborn, and his sons. And of the sons of Zerah, Jeuel, and their brethren, 690. And of the sons of Benjamin, Salu the son of Meshullam, the son of Hodaviah, the son of Hasenua. Verse 8. And Ibniah the son of Jeroham, and Ella the son of Uzzi, the son of Micri, and Meshullam the son of Shephatiah, the son of Royal, the son of Ibnijah. And their brethren, according to their generations, 956. All these men were chief of the fathers in the house of their fathers. And of the priests, Jedaiah, and Joiarib, and Jachin. Verse 11. And Azariah the son of Hilkiah, the son of Meshullam, the son of Zadok, the son of Maruth, the son of Ahitub, the ruler of the house of God. And Adaiah the son of Jeroham, the son of Pashur, the son of Malkiah, and Marzii the son of Adil, the son of Jazira, the son of Meshullam, the son of Meshilemith, the son of Immer. Verse 13. And their brethren, heads of the house of their fathers, 1,703, very able men for the work of the service of the house of God. Key verse. 1 Chronicles chapter 9 verse 13. And their brethren, heads of the house of their fathers, 1,703, very able men for the work of the service of the house of God. There is truth in the Victorian saying that the rich man in his castle, the poor man at his gate, God made them both. He knows all his creatures, and no one is hidden before him. No matter the population of people in the world, God has the record of each individual. Assuredly, he knows where, who, what, and how we are in our families, communities, and places of work. Today's passage enumerates individuals in Israel at that time, according to their family background, experiences, residence, vocations, and genealogy. While some, such as the children of Judah, Benjamin, Ephraim, and Manasseh, dwell in Jerusalem, the capital city, others settled in their father's inheritance all over the land. The census included noble men, the priest, and other rulers of the house of God, and very able men for the work of his service. None or any household was left out. God knows and sees everyone. He maintains a record of everyone now, against the day of final reckoning, which is at hand. Nobody is faceless or hidden from him. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight. But all things are naked and opened unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Hebrews 4 verse 13. Armed with this fact, believers should be confident that they can get the attention of God anytime and anywhere, cognizant that He knows all the details about us. We should live with the consciousness that all things are naked before His eyes. Everyone is important before God. We all have a reason or a purpose for being where He has put us. He knows you and where you are. Do your bit. Live right and fulfill your calling before God for posterity. Thought for the day. Live with the consciousness that God knows everything about you. The Bible in 1 year. 1 Samuel chapters 27 to 29.